Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. As mentioned, my name is Rick Bergman. I chair the Canadian Pork Council. I'm a producer from Manitoba. So we really appreciate the minister's continued advocacy for our pork sector and her willingness to work with us at the CPC and to continue to find solutions for the sector's issues. The food sector is critical for the Canadian families' well-being and an important employer, an important industry that will be instrumental really in helping Canada get through the pandemic restart of the economy. We really believe that we're part of the solution because it all starts on the farm, folks. When it comes down to jobs and so on, all of agriculture, and I'm talking now specifically of pork production, there's a significant amount of spin-off on jobs and economy benefits. So we're fighting hard not to lose what we have today. Without an emergency aid for Canadian pork producers, family farms will be threatened, continue to be threatened, and the risk of the food supply disruption increases. And at a minimum, food insecurity will increase as supplies tighten and food gets more expensive. None of us need that. This announcement today provides really little meaningful support for the pork producer. I've gotten numerous texts and some phone calls already since the announcement this morning, and it's difficult to listen to some of the stories. So we're hoping that there's going to be more benefit to come here in short order. I want to talk a little bit about the liquidity. So, I mean, the government's recognizing the crisis farmers are facing because of this COVID-19. It was an important first step, but today's actions, again, they really fall short of what we need. We asked for $20, and originally we knew that the loss was more than that, and yet we're falling short again. So again, the whole COVID-19 has really pushed producers into a cash flow crisis, which is a big challenge when you're turning big farms, and a lot of farms have significant numbers to deal with, so that's not lost on us. The market hog prices are severely depressed, and the prices for early wean pigs are approaching zero, and that poses big challenges on the farms. The finisher producers are losing between $30 and $50 a market hog, so these are big numbers. Pork producers need emergency aid of $20, as I mentioned, and to address at least a portion of the challenge that they're facing. We've been relying on agri-stability, and for numerous years, we have talked in many circles of how the agri-stability program doesn't work. So we're really relying on somewhat of a flawed program to provide sufficient funds, but it doesn't. It provides insufficient funds, and it really doesn't provide producers with the confidence that they require to weather the storm. When a producer is walking from his home to his farm or driving to his farm, it's only fair that they have a reassurance that they've got a good backing, just like they do for other insurance for their home or for their farm, just like you folks do. So we're no different. We need to have some assurances, and the agri-stability back in the day was set up to do that. But again, the program is no longer working for us. So again, the very limited support will be further diluted if the provinces don't participate either in this. I also want to mention a few things about animal care, which is so paramount for us as pork producers. In Eastern Canada right now, producers are having to manage a backlog of over 100,000 animals that are market ready and they're waiting to be processed. And due to some of the closures in the past weeks, that has really put a challenge and a bottleneck on for some of the farms. In Western Canada, where I'm from, producers of early wean pigs are struggling to find buyers for their animals. I know my personal farm, we had to give them away for a few weeks. And that, I can tell you, is no fun. Some producers have already had to dispose of their pigs, which makes which will happen at a much greater scale if further action isn't taken and if we don't get help. I know there are some cases like that in my neighborhood, and their stories are not pleasant, and it's really unfortunate where animal caregivers have to resort to things of this nature. The $50 million announcement for pork producers suggests that agri-recovery will help defray the costs of managing these animals. However, no details on how these funds would be used have really been released, nor is it clear what will happen if the provinces decline to participate. So the food sector is so critical to Canadian families, their health, their well-being. We're an important employer, a significant industry, $23 billion gross domestic product. So without really emergency aid for our pork producers, the family farms will continue to be threatened in a very severe way. The risk of food supply and disruption continues to increase. And at a minimum, food insecurity will increase as supplies tighten and food gets more expensive. And we really believe that this is not an option. We can do better. We're a civilized country, and so we look forward to more solutions. But right now, the solutions given to us would resemble a cup of water to look after a house that's burning down. Thank you.